This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesday on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean, and we just got a beautiful message from the lovely Andrew saying, loving the show tonight, boys. Didn't want to get out of the car to collect my puppy from daycare in case I miss parts, which is lovely.
Aww, thanks,
well,
Andrew.
In case you do miss them, Andrew, you can always go to Mad Wednesday's page on Joy, and you can just download our podcast so then you won't miss a beat. And also, let's be really honest, you can download the Joy app and listen to us as you walk into daycare and get your dog, because you're paying more money. And that's 2.5 hours we've been on air. So, you know, things to think about.
The idea of just walking around with an app playing.
But you've got download the Joy app and listen to us live, but only between Wednesdays. Don't listen to anyone else. No, good.
No, you don't care about anybody else.
Now, Robbie, do you know what's kicking on from tomorrow night here in Melbourne over the whole weekend?
What?
It is the Tilled Festival. It's Melbourne's trans and gender diverse film festival. This is the third one. It's been going for the past 4 years. Last year, unfortunately, it didn't happen. And this is the third one. And it's a specific film festival for films for trans and gender diverse people from all around the world. And we thought we would grab out the guide and have a look and see what takes our fancy. Now, the opening night is tomorrow night with a great film called Trans Geek, which is a documentary. It's the Australian premiere. And it's following a couple of geeks, trans geeks, and their experience. Now, Tilled have just let everyone know that the pre-sale tickets for opening night have sold out, but there are limited tickets on the door. Now, what I love about this is an entire film festival for the trans and gender diverse community with films for them. Now, I know during MQFF, I know what you're going to say, Robbie. During MQFF, we have films for the trans and gender diverse community as well, but this is an entire film festival. So, everyone, I reckon you've got to go out and you've got to support it and you've got to go and check it out. Now, we were looking at the guide and having a bit of a spruce. Did anything take your fancy, Robbie?
Yeah, Saturday afternoon, actually, at 4:45, they've got a movie called Trans Black, which is following the story of four different Aboriginal and Torres Strait Island transgender men and women, and the struggles that they've gone through, you know, connecting their love for their families with also the love of their identity.
Well, I think something that's really interesting as well is in regard to the Indigenous communities is that the mixed genders and gender being more fluid is something that fits within Indigenous culture. So it'll be really interesting if you're a person who's not Indigenous to be able to watch that and see how that's expressed. One of my picks is also on Saturday. It's the Youth Shorts. I love Mayor Shorts when it comes to a festival, because you can get lots of bits and pieces and see a whole lot of different films. And one of them, the reason why I want to highlight it, is an award-winning Australian film called First Day. It highlights Hannah's first day at high school, and Hannah is wearing a girl's uniform and is chosen by the name of Hannah rather than the boy name given at birth. And this is an experience of Hannah's first day. Now, this is also featured on ABC. It's won stuff from all around the world. It's an Australian film as well, with a lovely transgender actress, Evie, performing the main role. So if tickets haven't already sold out for that, go and see that. There's also a great one with Bathroom Rules and things like that. So it's really worth going and checking out. It's happening this entire weekend with films all during the day, and it's just worth checking out. The closing night film is Man Made, and Man Made takes in the heart of trans male bodybuilding culture. And something, you know, when you're gender diverse, you know, your physicality and your body, you really do look, a lot of trans men do really look at their health and focus on things that way and really focus on bodybuilding as a way to explore masculinity. So I think this is great.
It's quite fascinating actually scrolling through. You realise how many different sort of tangents and
oh, there's tons.
You know, different parts of the trans community there is. Like there's no wonder that they should be their own film festival.
It's as diverse and trans and fluid and gender diverse and everything as it can possibly be. So that's Tilled. It's the Trans and Gender Diverse Film Festival of Melbourne, and it is happening this weekend. Kicking off from tomorrow, you can go to the Footscray Community Arts Centre, which is where all the films are showing. There's easy public transport, there's parking. Jump on, go, check it all out. You can jump onto the website, which is Tilled Melbourne. That's T-I-L-D-E Melbourne.com. This is just Robbie and our picks. If you jump on the Gender Agenda podcast here at Joy, you can actually see some of the interviews that they have done with the guys from Tilled. They've also been on a couple of other parts on Joy. So why don't you check them out, or just jump on down to the website, make a pick for what's in the film festival and decide on what you want to see. That's all you've got to do. That's it.
Isn't that great?
Oh, God, it's nearly time for us to go, Robbie.
Love a little rainbow state with all its events going on. It's
well, there are tons, but I really love when there are events that are specific for different parts, not just a big rainbow, that focus on specific ways. I think that's really important.
I think it is.
And I do like when that happens, and I think as an ally to that community, it's important for us to go out and celebrate it. So why don't you get your tilt on and check it out?
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.